Earth and Sky.
We use computer models to predict how the world will respond to carbon dioxide additions to the atmosphere from human activities. And one way of testing them is to apply them to past Earth conditions.
You're listening to Princeton Earth scientist Daniel Sigman, recipient of a 2009 MacArthur Genius Grant. He's been studying past ice ages and says they can help us better understand our current climate warming. For example, during the last ice age, he said, what was happening in the oceans dramatically affected levels of atmospheric carbon dioxide, or CO2.
To the degree that we want to have full information on where the Earth is going, we need to explore this further.
Sigman said ice age data can help strengthen today's climate models by providing a sort of test. He talked about how this has worked for weather models, the kind experts rely on to make our daily forecasts.
Every day the weather model makes a prediction, and every day weather occurs and provides a test of that prediction. This has allowed the models to be improved over time.
Sigman added that there's no doubt that climate warming is happening, but how much and how quickly is uncertain. Sigman said that to improve our models of climate, we need data from long periods of time. More interviews with scientists at earthsky.org. EarthSky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.